This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697. Instantly wins a pair of three-day tickets for Outside Lands 2019. What? August 9th through 11th in Golden Gate Park. 21 Pilots, Paul Simon, and Childish Gambino are your headliners, and there are approximately 4,000 other bands playing. Not to mention all the food and the weed area and the art. It's just amazing. It's a huge festival. A lot of fun. And you can get three-day tickets if you're calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. Outside Lands tickets go on sale today at sfoutsidelands.com.
Fun.
We're all hoping to get those Golden Gate Pass tickets.
That's right.
Did we write an email about that?
I think promotions heard us.
Oh, okay, yeah. Good.
They're the ones that are like $3,000. Those are the ones we want. Whichever ones cost the most, get us those.
Pairs.
Oh, yes. Oh,
plural.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right.
We each need, what, 6 pairs?
Something like that.
Yeah, sounds about right. Survivor was on last night. We won't spend all day on this, but this
It was such a good episode. And by the way, ever since you mentioned we should go on Amazing Race, I'm thinking, that would be so... Can you get us on there?
I don't
do something about that.
Uzi, you're my people.
You know what? Forever, I had a application in my file right on top here. For like a year, I've had it on my file, and I just threw it away the other day.
Oh.
Like, these peas are never going to do that.
You never even told us.
I had it here just in case.
I'm in.
Yeah, let's do it. I don't want to apply,
come on,
I just want
break,
them to.
You
I
said,
just want
no,
them to.
I'm not going to do it.
The Amazing Race? No, I'll do it.
Yeah, I want to do it.
How long does it take?
I'd like my agent to just work it out, though.
Yeah, our agent's working
it
out.
Can you just get us in?
What?
Yeah, I don't want to have to do
any
extra work for
it. Then have your agents do it.
No, I was talking about you in that scenario.
Yeah, you're our agent.
Oh, I'm your agent.
Yeah.
I see.
Right.
They
fix it up. Talk to all the people about it.
Exactly.
You know, go down and do the.
Just tell
you
us
have
where
to do videos.
Yeah, we'll do
you
that.
You have to do some writing.
Oh God, it sounds overwhelming.
That's too much.
Fill out the 10-page form. I think you have to do some kind of health.
Can you
test.
Just tell me where the starting line is and when to be?
Yeah,
there?
Can we just do it that way?
Yes.
Great.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
God, so much work. I started getting
you
them already
overwhelmed.
You
guys are so much work.
We're going to have some fun.
What? What's that?
Oh, nothing.
So Survivor was on last night, another epic episode. This person brings up something that I've actually thought to myself. I've noticed, says April, via email, Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com, I've noticed this season the women look like they're wearing makeup. Last night it looked like they all had lipstick on. I totally noticed that myself. It looked like they had not like bright shades of red or black or anything, Jane, but their lips all looked super unchapped and healthy.
Huh.
And I've actually thought a couple times, does that person have mascara on? Like, I wonder if they hand them a little bit of something.
They've made changes recently to the show. You can tell from some of the footage that someone else has been hired on, or there
even
are changes.
Just the challenges, like those seem super just well done.
Mm-hmm. So there's been changes.
Yeah.
No big deal. I still think the show, if anything, the show's better.
Yeah. Well, they've had
They're
to find ways to stay
right.
relevant, and they've done it.
This season, last night's episode, the way it opened and the way the reveal happened was really
yep.
It was good.
It was excellent.
I
Not a minute
it.
Wasted in last night's show, which was nice. And I wondered if that was why they cut off the previously on Survivor, because they didn't do the here's what happened last
right.
week. They feel like if you're watching, you're watching. We're going to get right to the edge of extinction thing.
It was neat.
It
I liked it.
It was great.
I am tripping a little bit on the return contestants in that I hope we don't see, like, okay, 3 times should be the max.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they've put money into these characters, and these characters are living their dream again.
Right.
But hearing in particular just last night, was it Aubrey?
Yep.
Saying, oh, thanks, Jeff. Like, thanking Jeff like Jeff's her friend. Mm. Like, she's been on so many times. You know what I mean? It just feels like, okay, I get it. They are casting this, and I'm watching, and I'm all in. But I hope that they find a way to rotate in new old people.
Right.
Not fourth-time old people.
Yeah. I would even like to go way back and have some of the first people that were
sure.
on kind of get to know them again. They get another chance at it. The funniest thing to me last night on the show, and then I promise we'll be done, unless Vinny comes up with something else he wants to talk about. No, I'm not sure about that. But, you know, my intention is this is the last thing.
Well, there was plenty of texts today that wanted to hear about Survivor.
Oh, good. Well, we talked about it actually in the Lost 30, so you can go back on radio.com. All our podcasts are on there. Grab today's Lost 30.
or Radio Alice might be even better. But
sure, even radioalice.com. Mm-hmm. So at the tribal council last night, so this guy Joe, I don't know, this third time on the show, mm-hmm. he's one of the returners. He always wears his hair, like, pulled back in a tight ponytail or a little bun or whatever. He's got his, you know, his little head sock.
He's man
it.
Bun guy.
He is. But then he gets to tribal council, and I'm like, when did Jack Sparrow join the cast?
A
like,
bunch
his
of people
hair's
wrote that, too.
Luxurious, and he looked like he had, like, a smoky eye makeup going on. I was like, how does anyone look that good after 20 days of nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's pretty cute.
Yeah. He's a good-looking guy. Anyway, I just thought, wow, he looks beautiful.
I do think his hair is too pretty, though.
Oh, my God, it's gorgeous.
I had really long hair at multiple times in my life, and I always felt like it's best that I don't...
It was so luxurious.
I don't want it to be pretty. Mm. I mean, I like long hair, but I do want to look like a boy with long hair.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I wish you'd kept the long hair and just let it go on the top. Like, that would have just been such a good look.
Why would I do that?
And just for fun, you know?
What's fun about that?
We would have fun.
And not fun for you, necessarily, but pretty good look.
What?
Nothing.
All right.
The other thing is someone sent me a screenshot of their OKCupid profile, uh-huh. and it has the Game of Thrones badge on it. They're a certified Game of Thrones fan.
Oh.
That's
oh.
so funny, the whole badge thing on there. All right. Thank you for sending that, listeners. And is there anything? I'm done with Survivor, by the way. I'm moving on to the next thing. Unless anybody has something they want to use that, you want to say something? I mean, I want to keep talking.
We're ready. Yeah, I can use a few more minutes of Survivor.
I'm ready for this.
Oh, could you? Because that weird breaking up the
we're ready for the next thing.
The way they gave you the one guy with the broken up. What is that? Why can't
immunity.
Immunity idol. What a trip.
Yeah, that was good.
And then he gives it to the guy he's already got in his
I'm
pocket.
Like, dude, what are you giving
Find
to him
Find a new
for?
Ally.
Right.
Dingbat.
Yeah. I really did think that guy did not think that through.
And by Never the mind. Way, TV guy, TV news guy, he's lost 30 pounds
easily
out there.
He needs to get that wart in his sideburn removed. Other than that, you know.
He looks amazing, though, doesn't he?
He looks great.
He has a wart.
He's got this big, like, growth that he grows sideburns to cover, or maybe because he just can't shave them.
Don't wart shame him.
Yeah, I'm wart shaming. Get them. Look, it takes 10 minutes
so
in a dermatologist's office. Get the things burned off your face. Please.
What's his name? Rick.
Devins.
Yeah. Rick Devins, 33.
So I feel like this is going to be good exposure for him and his TV career and stuff. Like, if he wants to go to the big leagues.
Well, didn't you see? He doesn't want to go to the big leagues.
Oh, what does he want?
Well, he was talking about that on one of the episodes. He said, you know, in my business, the idea is you're supposed to move up. But it's scary.
Mm.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
I was kind of interested in his sort of thought process, which was...
He's happy in his local
I'm
news
I'm safe
job.
Where I am.
Making a decent living. Where does he live, I wonder?
I don't know, but it's a small market.
He lives in Blacksburg, Virginia.
Oh, so there he is. He's
oh, wait,
a small
I
market.
Take that back. Sorry, that's where he's from. That's his hometown. His current residence is Macon, Georgia.
Oh, Georgia guy. All right. Jesse Smollett, I'm just going to run through everything I have on him
today.
He is,
you got the Trump stuff?
No, I didn't. I don't usually pull any Trump stuff. If you want to pull what he tweeted, then that's fine. I try to leave Trump out of it for the most part. But go ahead. Pull it up.
All right.
If you're interested. Jussie Smollett knows his career's on the line, and he's got his whole team of people working on improving his image, finding ways for him to improve his image. And he's saying yes to every interview that comes his way, apparently. He's down for interviews, appearances, going outside his comfort zone, if it means getting a chance to connect with an audience. I'm telling you, the best thing that this guy could do, in my humble opinion, and I know nothing about promotion or any of that, the most compelling story he could tell is the actual story. I don't care what he says in any interview because I know he's lying. What he needs to do is say,
There's no way he's going to do that. Why would he do that?
The only way he can ever recapture anything is to say, here's what I did.
That's not true.
Here's why I did it. He's not what? He's
as
done.
Long as it's ambiguous like this no, and he's able
he's
to,
done.
You know,
we all know he
strong
did it.
Arm the law.
We all know he did it. The only possible way to save himself, and I still don't know that this would resurrect any kind of career, but the only possible way for him to put this thing to bed is to answer the questions truthfully. And he won't do that. So.
Well, I also think, you know, a compelling reason, whether it makes sense or not, that would be important, too. Like, did he feel like he was going to get... I don't know what would possess. He had a TV show. He was on a TV show. He was playing shows. Yeah, he was doing shows. It's hard for me... That's the problem, I think, in your plan. That's the hitch, is that there is no compelling reason for him to have pulled this stunt.
Right.
Other than what they've said, which is he wanted more money. And that isn't a good enough reason to have done something. In my opinion, look, the race thing is that's tough. That's like lying. All right. That sucks. But people lie. But to have said
white guys attacked me with MAGA hats
and put a noose around his neck and show up at the hospital wearing it like that is hard.
But
to
I'm
forgive.
Saying a PR tour that he's going to go on. I, for one, know that it's going to be filled with nothing but lies. So please don't bother. Just go away. If that's what you've got to offer, just go away. But, you know, good for him for trying to put his life back together.
President Trump announced Thursday that the FBI and the Justice Department will review the outrageous decision to drop charges. So he's...
I'm waiting. I'm very curious to hear the real reason behind this drop. Who was politicking behind the scenes to this prosecutor that made her say, we can walk away from this now and call it good? He said... I believe he did his community service with the Rainbow Push Coalition, which is Jesse Jackson's charity. So was Jesse Jackson behind the scenes?
It's possible.
Working on his behalf?
It's possible. There's definitely the Cook County, the Fox is her last name. Let me see if I can find her full name here.
Kim?
Is it Kim Fox? They just referred to her on Kim Fox. You're correct. She is saying, Jesse got the same deal as a non-celeb. Really doesn't feel that way. Here's what she had to say. She's on some kind of media blitz. She told ABC 7 in Chicago her office did not ask for the resolution in Smollett's case to be made under seal. She said Smollett's criminal record in relation to the police report is what should have been kept under seal. She says her office is in the process of unsealing it. She's actually recused herself now from this because she knew someone from the family that the Obamas or something. She talked about her recusal, said there was zero outside influence on the case. Michelle Obama's former chief of staff, Tina Chen, clarified her contact with Fox, saying, shortly after Mr. Smollett reported he was attacked, as a family friend, I contacted Fox, who I also know from prior work together. My sole activity was to put the chief prosecutor in the case in touch with an alleged victim's family who had concerns about how the investigation was being characterized in public. So she's saying, I came to her as a friend, you know, to put her in touch with the family. Kim Fox, by the way, wants you to know you don't know how the law works. She says the public just doesn't understand how the law works. This is part of her media blitz. Kim Fox went on WBEZ radio in Chicago yesterday saying she understands the confusion for those on the outside who, quote, don't understand the intricacies of the justice system, who don't understand alternative prosecution or diversion or alternate outcomes outside of prison or lengthy probation. She says those who know the legal system know the likelihood that someone would get a prison sentence for a class 4 felony is slim. I guess, is that what his stuff was qualified as or categorized as? First, the assistant, first assistant to the Cook County State's Attorney, Joseph McGatz, said prosecutors dropped the case because Smollett doesn't have a violent criminal history and lying about the alleged attack was not a violent crime. Fox echoed those sentiments that although the charges were dropped, everyone in their office backs the police investigation and believes that he staged the attack. This is Fox saying this. She put it to WBEZ. You don't typically see people give up $10,000 of their hard-earned money unless they're being held accountable for something. So though she's been recused and had dropped the charges, she made that comment. His attorney's condemning the local authorities. Surprise. And apparently, this is interesting. The Cook County State's Attorney has circulated an email asking prosecutors in the office to come up with other examples where they just dropped felony charges the way they did in the Smollett case.
Where are those at? They around? There are a bunch of examples?
The email says, nobody's in trouble. We're just looking for further examples of how we, as prosecutors, use our discretion in a way that restores the victim but causes minimal harm to the defendant in the long term. So they're all like, look, let's get some backup ammo in the gun here. Okay, Michael Avenatti, was that a long enough stall for you?
Okay.
Oh, it was plenty. I was ready at the beginning.
Oh, I thought you were saying you needed to do one more thing. Weren't you saying, like, I want more Survivor talk? I assumed you were saying that.
No, I was being sarcastic
about
that.
Oh, I actually did the whole small thing to give you time.
What?
Yeah, I never want to hear more Survivor. Come on.
So TMZ caught up with Michael Avenatti. As you know, he's been charged on the East Coast and the West Coast in various things, like trying to extort $20 million out of Nike and wire and fraud charges.
Mm-hmm.
So he's in some trouble. He's out on bail, and he's also part of the R. Kelly trial. He represents at least one of the families of girls who are being held by R. Kelly, and R. Kelly's lawyer is saying, well, that guy just totally derailed his case against us. And here are Michael Avenatti's thoughts on that. And he basically said the money he was demanding was not a quid pro quo for his silence. He was going to expose Nike regardless of whether they paid him or not.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
That's what he said.
Okay.
Just a couple things here about today. Today, a wonderful day in the world.
I do like today. Today. So far, so good.
So far, so good, right? Today is Lady Gaga's birthday. She's 33 years old.
Oh.
33?
Right. Yeah. I'm 20 years older than that lady. And it turns out even Brynn is older than Lady Gaga.
Yeah, I am.
How old are you?
Youngin. I'm 35.
I know.
I'm turning 36 this year.
When did that happen, dude?
I know, right?
How old were you when we met you?
26, probably.
Oh, my God. We've known you that long?
Jesus.
Yeah, I started in 2010.
Oh, wow. As an intern?
Mm-hmm.
Holy
Remember
cow.
His long hair?
Actually, yep. I think.
He had a braid. I don't remember anything.
Ponytail.
I interviewed with long hair down my back.
His hair was longer than mine.
That's cool. That. You should bring that back.
Why haven't you brought yours back?
My hair doesn't, like,
yeah, when we met Hooman, it was down to his waist.
Yeah.
Not long anymore.
What do you mean?
Like, it gets thinner as it grows longer.
And it used to be so thick and luxurious that you...
I mean, it's thick when it's short, but...
You cut it all off and gave it to Locks for Love, didn't you?
Yeah, we did it on the air.
Yeah.
Imagine, though, you in the pirate costume with the long hair.
Mm. Oh,
that's
my goodness.
We got a picture of that in the office.
And a couple more things about today, this beautiful day. A lot of... sort of landmark things happened on this day in history. March 28th, 56 years ago, in 1963, the Alfred Hitchcock movie The Birds was released. Probably, I would say, one of his most well-known films.
Oh, yeah.
46 years ago today, in 1973, Led Zeppelin released Houses of the Holy, their fifth album. Mm-hmm. 73. I always forget that they're a 70s band. Like, it just... But they are. 42 years ago today, Rocky won the Best Picture at the Oscars.
I loved that movie so much.
The Best Original Song 42 years ago at the same Oscars was Barbara Streisand from A Star Is Born, Evergreen. Oh, you did? I told you to have it ready.
Oh.
All right, that's enough of that. 37 years ago today, In 1982, on his way to sing at an anti-nuke rally, David Crosby was arrested for possession of Quaaludes, drug paraphernalia, driving under the influence of cocaine, and carrying a concealed .45 caliber pistol. When he was asked, why are you carrying a gun? He said, John Lennon.
So he's defending himself
against someone who would get him.
All right.
33 years ago today in 1986, more than 6,000 radio stations of all formats simultaneously played We Are the World at 10:15 a.m. Eastern Time. Do you remember that?
No.
Oh, really?
When was this?
In 83.
Oh.
I was a junior in high school.
Yeah.
We all were like, oh my God, we are the world.
Oh, so you like tuned in and...
Oh, yeah. Well, I think in school because it happened... I'm not sure if it was on a school day, but I remember being with people and listening to that.
Oh.
Not sure what day of the week it was. And then this is just fun. 36 years ago today in 1983, Fred Gipp of Phoenix was sentenced to 28 years in prison for marrying 104 women in 27 states and 14 other countries.
Wow.
He had a
good one.
He
loves it.
He loves love. He was a bigamist.
Good for him.
Yeah. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
You're doing it wrong, and I'm going to tell you how after these.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's
Thursday.
We just mentioned that was a happy birthday to Lady Gaga, who just sang the sha-la-la-la song. She's 33 years old today. Matt Nathanson has a birthday today. Matt Nathanson is 46 years old. He's performing at the Great American Music Hall tonight.
Is that right?
That is correct.
You going?
I am not.
I know he's your boy.
I am a big fan of Matt Nathanson, but as you know, I go to bed at 7:30.
Oh, right.
So even when my girlfriend and her husband show up at my house today to spend the weekend with us, I'm going to be saying goodnight at 7:30.
And your husband will continue to entertain them.
He will continue to have to deal with them.
In your absence.
That is correct.
We should also wish happy birthday to our boy, Alan, at
That's
Bananas
right.
at Large.
Alan Rosen.
Yay, Alan!
Hitting the big 3-0 today.
Oh, it's the 3-0, huh?
Is that right?
Something like that.
Yeah, he's younger than me.
Yeah.
Let's remember that kindness in a week or two. How about that?
When? What are you talking about?
You know, the 3-0.
When?
Never mind. Never.
Never mind.
We don't have to talk or think about
it.
I'm not referring to anything. Let's just forget I ever talked about anything.
What are you guys talking about right now?
Nothing.
I've already forgotten.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Tahoe Blue Vodka.
Oh,
we go now
Blue Vodka.
To everyone's favorite Tahoe Blue spokesperson, Yuzette.
Tahoe Blue Vodka with balance and blend. Go to RadioAlice.com for recipes.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
The end.
Oh, it actually rhymed.
All right. Uh-oh. I like it. Here's what's happening.
All right.
Major League Baseball opens today. We've got the Giants in San Diego to open the season. Their home opener's next week. The A's are at home against the Angels. 1 o'clock game time. Baseball's back, everyone. Also, March Madness starts up again today with the Sweet 16. 4 games today, 4 games tomorrow, and then we're in the Elite 8 over the weekend, so March Madness. I wanted to do this story because I mentioned it the first time. It's something that all cities in California are dealing with, but San Francisco and maybe where I live in Santa Cruz are having a huge homeless problem. It's a big deal, and it's not just that there are human beings out in the streets and you don't know what to do to help them or how to help them, but it's that they're trying to figure out how to do this, and the people who live nearby all of the solutions don't want the solution in their front yard.
Nobody wants the solution. If they want a solution, they don't want it anywhere near them.
San Francisco waterfront residents opposed to Mayor London Breed's plan to build a 200-bed navigation center on an Embarcadero parking lot are gearing up to fight it. In less than a week, they've been Rincon Hills, South Beach, Mission Bay, and other neighborhoods calling themselves Safe Embarcadero for All have raised almost $40,000 to hire lawyers to contest the center's construction. So here is, as we've talked about the homeless problem many times on the air, and you've probably talked about it at your dinner table a million times too, here is part of the problem. So someone comes up with a solution, their best hope at a way to help people and solve the problem with, you know, random people strewn about the curbs in the middle of the night. And yet the people in the area are saying, absolutely not.
Right.
You cannot direct all of the homeless in this city
to the house next to me,
to our location.
Right.
And while I also would love to see a solution to the problem, I understand there is a huge problem in Santa Cruz with the camp they've allowed to happen. And there's tents everywhere, and there are the fire departments out there every time I pass it, it seems like. And the homeless shelter that's right nearby, they just roll right out. The people who stay there at night roll right out into the daytime, and they wait all day to go right back in there at night. And they have just luggage and their belongings all over the place.
Yep.
I don't know what the answer is, but I know that if you live in that area or drive by that regularly, you just go, this can't be the answer.
Right.
We can't sanction that. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know that the fight is gearing up to stop the Embarcadero Navigation Center. So that's the latest. This is from today's Chronicle. It just...
It's so
to be
like
unsolvable.
The only solutions are like so hardcore, you know. There's no way to solve this, and you certainly don't want to make it attractive because you don't want more people to be like, oh, you know what I'll do? I'll go be homeless. I'm not saying that all people choose to be homeless who are homeless.
Well, look,
there's just I just don't know what the answer is to
this. I think we all understand, and, you know, whenever we have this conversation, people will still misunderstand us and write in and say we're absolute scumbags for talking about
we
it
are.
At all.
That we get it.
You know what? While I do understand there's some mental illness out there, and then there's also some drug and alcohol addiction, I have absolutely talked to people who are like, I'm not getting a job, and I'm not paying taxes. I will not do it. That's your... You're the joke.
Right.
And I'm looking at him
like, I'm beating the system.
But you're asking me for my money.
Right. And you're sitting on a sidewalk.
And
they're
like,
mangy dog.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Exactly. I have no problem living like this because I don't have to do anything. Now, that's a standard that I am shocked anyone would want to live in. But some people accept that. All right. You're doing it wrong.
Which thing? It?
No, not it.
Oh.
Oh, I figured it was it.
No, it's not it. According to an engineering professor from Mississippi State University, you need to stop walking up or down escalators when you're in a hurry. And you need to stop moving to one side to allow the person that's in a rush to run up the escalator.
Why?
You're actually slowing everything down. They say the most efficient thing to do on an escalator is to have two people ride side by side per stair.
No.
That would get the most people up or down the fastest.
You're
doing it
wrong. What if you're in a hurry?
Wait, that's what? Don't you hear this person from Mississippi State University who's saying that's the fastest way for everyone to get up?
Is he at the busiest escalators of all time? Like, I can't remember the last time I was on an escalator where there were so many people on it that, I guess maybe in subways and stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say BART. I mean, these things are filled all the time.
Any concert
you go to? So where there's like a huge place of people waiting at the base. I'm like, I can't remember waiting in a line to get on an escalator. I'll just take the stairs.
Well, we're not, maybe the Nordy, you know, escalator you can.
Oh, over at Nordstrom's?
Yeah, I mean, maybe that one.
Yeah, no, that one's not crowded. You're right.
Maybe that's the one where you're like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know where there are any. I guess there must be one at Nordstrom, right?
Yeah.
That's like the human roadblock, you know?
Yeah.
You're talking about
the rolling
traffic
roadblock,
on the
right?
Or what about
the freeway?
They're saying
the
everyone
airport,
get on.
An airport.
But even there, it's like, you know, you stand to the side. There's people running by trying to get. So that's just, you know.
You're doing it wrong, Sarah. Shoulder to shoulder. Everybody pack on.
You've been to Japan, right? You know how they all have standards where you stand on the left side if you're going to just stand. And if you want to walk past, then you go on the right. It just makes so much more sense and it's efficient.
Yeah.
You know?
It's pretty cool. I just want to stand here.
They know what to do and it just happens like a lot faster.
Yeah. We should all be more like Japan.
We should.
Everything's on time.
Everything's on time?
Oh, my God. If they say the train is going to be there at 9:37, it was 9:36. I'm like, oh, I guess the train's going to be like, boom, 9:37, it pulls in. You're like, what? It's unbelievable. And then they close the doors and it doesn't matter. Like, that's it. Goodbye. It's out. No one's ever late. No one's ever early. Everyone's exactly on time.
Huh.
No jaywalking, you said,
oh,
right?
No. Oh, my God. The girl pulled me back on this. She goes, we don't do that here. I'm like, but there's no one coming in either direction as far as the eye can see. She says, we wait for the sign.
You must be American.
All right. No doubt.
Wow. Really?
Is that what gave it away?
I like it.
Mm. We don't do that here.
Okay. Any homeless, you see?
Yes. But they were hidden.
Oh.
Hidden where?
In the middle of this park. They are not allowed to be on the street, or it's so it seems. But we went walking through
in
this
Japan.
Park. In Japan.
Same with China,
we're
by
in
the
Tokyo.
Way.
We walked into this park and like kind of like in a glen behind some trees and stuff. There were a bunch of people crammed in. And there were like what seemed like official people like herding them there, keeping them there.
Hmm.
There's
and they were not psyched that we were there. Like, close
don't
your
look
eyes.
Over
do not
here.
Look. For,
wow.
For real.
In China, they have their cardboard boxes really finely manicured. They've got rope around them so they can quickly, like, you know, move them, and then they reuse them. And
oh,
it's very
recycling.
Neat.
How nice.
Yeah.
So coffee is
delicious.
I agree. I drink it every day. I love it.
Mm.
I even think there are times where I'm like, you know what I need? A bump. And I go and get another coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you know, whatever it is, noon, I'm like, I'm not going to make it. I need more coffee.
Sometimes at noon, I will do a coffee because I feel like that's the cutoff, you know? Like,
right.
If I'm going to get to bed at 7:30, the latest I can have any caffeine is noon, but I'm going to have it.
Right. I do it too. Not regularly.
Yeah. I will never make it through this after. I can already, my eyes are burning.
Right. Here are some energy boosting drinks that aren't coffee.
Okay.
One of Human's favorites.
Here we go.
Kombucha.
Oh, that has a bunch of caffeine in it?
If you never had it, it's fermented tea.
Ugh.
So you get the same benefits as regular tea, plus good bacteria to help your gut.
Oh.
They also say it has a lot of B vitamins, and it'll help boost your
That's
energy.
That's an energy thing, right?
Yeah.
So is it full of caffeine? Like I shouldn't drink a kombucha at 4 p.m.?
It depends on what kind of tea they use.
Why do people tell me that there's alcohol in that?
There is.
There is. It has a very low percentage, but there's...
Huh.
Because it's fermented.
Yeah.
Okay. Fermented tea, though.
I don't know that you'd get drunk from it.
Well, you don't want... If you're a drunk, you don't want anything with alcohol.
You're not going NyQuil.
You just don't want to be waking up that sleeping tiger. Mm-mm. You know what I mean?
It says it has
you
about 0.5%.
Yeah,
so
it's very low.
Half a percent.
You'd have to drink 5 gallons to catch a buzz. But
don't you don't mess want, around. Right. You've, right? If you've arrested that compulsion, you do not want to wake it up in, with your kombucha.
Mm-hmm.
Pomegranate juice is packed with vitamins and antioxidants, and they say it's a good source of potassium, so that is also another way.
Oh, palm wonderful.
To enjoy a nice bump without
you
coffee.
And your bumps.
I like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
One of the
I'm talking directly to you. You know the bump.
I do.
If you ever make it to Israel, they do fresh pomegranate juice on the streets. They like squeeze the pomegranates right in front of you. It's pretty amazing.
Well, if I ever make it to Israel, I'll head right for the palm squeezers.
Yeah.
Hey, did you ever get your cross carved into from
no,
the from the stick?
Still in the trunk of my car.
You
I,
have
listen.
A stick in the trunk of your car from
the
Israel,
sea of
from
Galilee.
The Sea
of Galilee.
That was going to be carved into a cross.
Yeah.
All those years ago, and it's still just a damn stick?
Listen, I reached out to a handful of people. They actually sent the stick back. They're like, oh, we'll shatter this. It's not the right kind of wood, this and that. So then, you know, there's other things that are a priority.
How long is the stick?
Oh, gosh. I'd say about at least a foot or two.
Bryn,
so you can't use it as a cane right now with your back pain.
Couldn't you just break it? Just take that thing, drill a little hole in these, just make a cross you can hang on the wall.
Yeah,
no,
absolutely.
No, I want something
just,
fancy
just give
around
it to
my
me,
neck.
Who I'll take care of it.
I want fancy.
I got you.
If you have a laser carver, let me know.
No, no, I got a Sawzall. It's all good, bro.
Yeah, no, we got that. Make a little notch. You say leave label. It's fine. He's got it.
Black tea has almost as much caffeine as coffee, and they say it's good for bone health and lowers your risk of diabetes. Mm. These are energy-boosting drinks that aren't coffee. And lastly on the list is wheatgrass juice. Mm. You can get it at Jamba Juice or other sort of health food places.
I'll juice that up for you.
Yeah. Have you ever had wheatgrass?
I have. It's not really my cup of tea. But
I like it.
It just tastes like I'm eating grass.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
It's good for your gut.
It's like looking at a lawnmower blade.
Yeah. I mean, I see.
Without the cuts. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not looking at the edge.
You're not?
No.
You're no dummy. I mean, you're down here on the ground licking
a lawnmower
blade, but you know not to lick the edge.
Yeah.
Durr.
Durr, George.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
Okay. You better squeeze some in because we're peaking for the week pretty soon here.
I know. That's why I started them early. Mm. 707 says, Smalley obviously did this to make more people hate Trump. It had nothing to do with money. As much as he hates Trump, he was trying to sell his narrative. There's no other reason. I did hear that if you looked at his early Instagram or Facebook posts, they were all about how much he hates that guy.
Yeah.
And so some people were thinking this was politically motivated.
It felt like it from the beginning. It was him saying it was, you know, white on gay black man crime and from the hateful people who follow President Trump. That's exactly what he portrayed in his fake attack. The guy was yelling, this is MAGA country, according to him.
408 says, well, it was definitely on that note that he wrote. Mm. Or allegedly sent to himself. Wasn't that on there?
All the cutout pieces from magazines. Yeah, something like that. I can't remember what it said.
408 says, yes, not a fan of man buns, but I prefer Joe's hair up. I don't like the supermodel look on him.
I liked it.
He must be aiming for a Pantene commercial.
Oh, God. He could get... He's that cute. And
he's a good-looking kid.
He
is.
Yeah.
I've listened to you guys talk about, this is from 408, I've listened to you guys talk about Survivor for years, finally watching my first season, season, and
really?
I am hooked.
Yeah, it's so good.
And I must say, I hate War Dog. I didn't watch last night yet, so I can't decide if I want to turn the radio off or continue listening.
War Dog wasn't even barely on the show last night.
The thing about War Dog, someone that calls him, I don't know how he got
What's
the
this?
Name.
See him do that at the very
end?
In fact, what does that mean? He had his two fingers up around his mouth and went like with just his mouth and an O.
I don't know what it means.
What does that mean? He went like this.
I think that because Christina went, ah, like we're watching
like,
with
what the
my mom
that?
And my kid was there too. But, you know, I know this one. All right.
Sure.
Well, Christina was like, ah, because I think she thought he was doing that.
Is that like a salad thing?
Oh, the O?
Yeah, like you're a.
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Has he done it before?
Not that I noticed.
I wonder if he's sending a sign to someone.
Yeah, I don't know, but it was really...
Anyway, anyone who calls himself War Dog, I don't know where he got the name, but he is uncoordinated and has no competitive skills whatsoever.
And has lost multiple challenges.
That's what
like,
I'm saying.
On his shoulders,
he
those losses.
He can't even throw.
Dude, he couldn't... I was like, I think I might be able to throw better than that.
I know that you can.
He couldn't even make it to the thing, let alone hit it and spin it.
You've thrown stuff at me in the office and done a better job than
Thank
he
you.
Was able to do. I mean, I'm telling you, I know. I would hand you the ball or the bag, whatever it was, and know we're going to get it done over him.
And if I went two times and was like, oh, this isn't happening, I'd be like, okay, somebody else come in. This guy's like, no, let me just keep trying. I'm going to get there.
War
like,
Dog's a
yeah,
bust.
You needed to get there a while ago, buddy.
Yeah, you stink. No good.
Hard.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll break, but we've got a few more texts, and then we peek after these. Mm.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.